Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Character Still Counts, It Is Time to Restore Our Lasting Values by James Merritt. Narrated by James Merritt. It is with deep sincerity that I dedicate this book to Bob Hawkins. More than my publisher, he has become a dear friend and encourager, and this book is a mirror image of the character I have seen in him from the first time I met him. Every time I am around him, I'm constantly reminded that character still counts. Introduction. Character. Don't leave home without it. I was going to sue for defamation of character, but then I realized I have no character. Charles Barkley. We Americans have character coursing through our veins, or at least we used to. At the dawn of our republic, our founders believed that individual character was critical to the formation of our fledgling nation and the community scattered from sea to shining sea. They believed that instilling character in society carved a pathway to justice, order, and the common good. The only alternative was certain ruin. You could hardly travel anywhere in America without being confronted by the historical importance of character. Whether you're traveling through Rocky Mountain mining towns or the sandy coastline of South Carolina, you will soon encounter a name that has always been synonymous with character. That name is Washington, as in George Washington. Washington was surrounded by men far more brilliant, educated, and in many ways more capable than he was. A pantheon of political and philosophical rock stars such as Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, John Adams, Alexander Hamilton, and James Madison. At three different times in the early history of our country, the future of our nation hung in the balance. At those three critical junctures, these brilliant men and their comrades unanimously chose George Washington to be the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army, president of the Constitutional Convention, and the only unanimously elected president of the United States. Why? From the numerous studies, books, and monographs written about him, the most commonly cited characteristic given for his emergence as the supreme leader is his character. No wonder a survey of the Census Bureau's geographic database found George Washington has the most places, minor civil divisions, and counties named after him in the United States with 127. From our nation's capital to 241 townships, 26 cities, various boroughs and villages, and 15 mountains, you hear and see the name synonymous with character. When you Google Washington Street, the search engine returns 12 million results. This includes lots of individual addresses on Washington Street, but it still gives you an idea of how many cities and towns have named a street after George Washington. Call it coincidental or providential, but in our country, we literally cannot escape the importance of character. In a free society, authority is placed in the hands of a people rather than a sovereign monarch. Our founders knew that if citizens neglected character, the entire republic would be at risk. As Thomas Jefferson wrote in 1801, "The steady character of our countrymen is a rock to which we must safely moor." James Madison echoed Jefferson's conviction, "Is there no virtue among us? If there be not, we are in a wretched situation. No theoretical checks. No form of government can render us secure. To suppose that any form of government will secure liberty or happiness without any form of virtue in the people is a chimerical idea." When Alexis de Tocqueville traveled across America, he was struck by the centrality of moral virtue to the American spirit and its necessity.